السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. آمين يا رب العالمين. سبحان الله. The Sahabi who we are to discuss, رضي الله عنه, is, according to one of the preferred views, is the only Sahabi, رضي الله عنه, to actually come into this world, meaning come out of his mother's womb, whilst being inside the Kaaba. سبحان الله. His mother had entered the Kaaba due to her visiting the Kaaba. But she fell into labor and he came out from her stomach so quickly. Subhanallah. So he is al-mawlud al-wahid who is built in the grand Kaaba. As the pangs of childbirth afflicted her, she went into labor so quickly. They rushed with the leather skin, placing it beneath her, and she gave birth to her child. And that child was named none other than Hakim bin Hizam bin Khuwaylid. Subhanallah. Now Khuwaylid should ring a bell. Who is Khuwaylid? Khuwaylid is none other than the father of Hazrat Khadija, Ummul Mu'mineen, our mother, Ummul Mu'mineen radiyallahu anha. So Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha is the aunt, because Hizam is her brother and Hakim radiyallahu anhu is the son of Hizam, who is the son of Khuwaylid. And Khuwaylid is also the father of Hazrat Khadija radiyallahu anha. He grew up in a noble family, abundance of riches. With that, he was very intelligent, generous, virtuous. He was given a very high position amongst his community. And he would spend lots of wealth upon the pilgrims in the days of paganism. He was a close bosom friend to the messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam prior to prophethood, even though he was 5 years elder in age, that is. There's none can be greater and superior than the greatest, who is Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but age wise. That's why when Hazrat Abbas was also asked about his age in comparison to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's age, he said, Rasulullah is Akbar and I am a son, meaning he used the word Akbar to also mean elder, but bigger and greater. He says, Rasulullah is greater, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but I am more advanced in age. That is, subhanallah, a very respectful response by Hazrat Abbas, radiallahu an. Hakim loved to be with the messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to the days of prophethood. And they had a wonderful close bond and friendship. And what strengthened that bond was when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wedded his aunt, Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha. But it's so astonishing that the Islam of Hakim, despite his close relationship with the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his embracing Islam was so delayed. He also was so astonished at that. When he finally embraced Islam, he would regret over the moments of his life that he wasted in shirk, denying the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Otherwise, he was so close to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even the famous Zayd radiallahu anhu was a gift to Hazrat Khadija radiallahu anha, who in turn gifted him to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who in turn liberated him and treated him like his own son. And prior to the abrogation, he was actually referred to as Zayd, the son of Muhammadur Rasulullah. Then of the Zayd, the son of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That gift came first from Hazrat Hakim radiallahu anhu. But when he finally embraced, his son would see him cry. What makes you cry, beloved father? He says, many issues and matters, beloved son. The first of which is the way I delayed in embracing Islam. So many opportunities I have lost that I can never catch up on now, even if I had to spend the earth full in gold. And then I'm crying also in appreciation. So these are mixed sentiments. That Allah saved me from Badr and Uhud. And I said to myself, I'll never support Quraysh against the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam ever again. And I'll never leave Makkah in supporting them. But I don't know how I found myself as though I was pushed towards doing so. And every time I was motivated to embrace Islam, I would look at the senior Quraysh, some of whom were still living and had such advanced ages and seniorities in Jahiliyyah, and I would then sadly emulate them. I wish I didn't emulate them, because really, just blindly following our forefathers and our elders actually has destroyed us. Oh my son, why shouldn't I cry for these issues that I face now, beloved son? But subhanAllah, Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned him prior to his Islam. SubhanAllah, Allah's beloved said, in Makkah, there are these individuals, four individuals. I wish that Allah save them from shirk. I see them wonderful, potential Muslims who would be good Muslims. I wish that Allah save them from shirk. I desire Islam for them. SubhanAllah. We learn Allah's beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would want hidayat for people. And we find this in the qualities of the righteous. Whenever they would see people of falsehood, they would make dua that Allah give them hidayat. Some of our righteous people, they would pass places of falsehood and give dua that, Ya Allah, you transform this place of falsehood into a place of haqq. How many masajid became masajid from such backgrounds? Places of vice, places of filth, but duas, jamaats walking past, pious people traveling past with dua, with durood, subhanAllah. Haji Abdul Wahab sahab rahmatullah alayhi would say, Da'i jis raaste pe jayega, Allah ta'ala ke zikr ke saath, ummat ke fikr ke saath, Allah ta'ala batil ke atharat ko torega. A da'i, wherever he traverses, wherever he travels, with the dhikr of Allah, with the fikr of humanity, subhanAllah, just through that dhikr, through the fikr of the da'i, Allah will eradicate and eliminate and terminate the source and the origin or the forces of batil from its roots. This is why we find those jamaats going paddle in Allah's way. And few years later, you might be traversing via the same road. And you would find all of a sudden, masjids there, madrasas there, deendari there. This was righteous people traversing through that route with hope of hidayah for humanity. It's so beautiful, the route. And the rewards are so meritorious. Jazallahu anna Sayyidina Muhammadan sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bima huwa ahlu. This abundance of rewards. Many malaika keep on writing the rewards of this durood, and they can't come to an end after such a long time. Wallahu alam. But the durood is so powerful. Some of the pious say that reading this when passing any place of falsehood, Allah will save us from those places of vice and falsehood, and inshallah, Allah will transform that vice there, or the place of vice, into goodness. Masjid, madrasa, a place of deendari. Ajib was Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, when he passes the concert and a young man singing away to the crowd, luring them into amusement and pastime and waste of their time. What du'as he gives that Allah, what potential this youngster has, if only his voice is channeled correctly. He gave du'as. After his concert, he asked his friend about a righteous man going by. They said that was Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu. He said to his friends, take me to him. As he comes to the door of Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Abdullah opens the door, welcomes him in, shows him respect, hugs him. They both weep together, and then he honors him with ikram. And he says, how can I not love he who Allah loves? Hazrat Abdullah bin Mas'ud is saying, concerning this youngster who wants to change his life and wants to repent. See the hope they saw and the potential they saw in every person. Allahu Akbar. Allah give us tawfiq also to see khair in others, to find potential in others. SubhanAllah. My brother would always say, every person we look at, SubhanAllah, a non-Muslim also, he's a potential Muslim. And every person is a potential da'i. Sahaba, subhanAllah, would say this. As the Sahaba was sitting and conducting ta'lim in Medina Munawwara, and others would go by, like Hazrat Usaid, Hazrat Mus'ab was conducting the ta'lim. And as Usaid bin Hudayr was approaching them, Hazrat As'ad bin Zurara radiallahu anhu whispered to him that the man approaching has a lot of potential. Oh, Mus'ab radiallahu anhu, give him da'wat sincerely. And use a wonderful, wise approach. Because many would come through him. He has potential to bring many. Sahaba looked at one person and saw the millions behind them. And this is how we would exhort every teacher, every scholar, every Muslim, every person, every businessman, look at people. Not only, oh, this is a potential to buy a lot, give $100 deal, $1 million deal. No, this is a person who has potential to embrace Islam and bring so many with them. Allah give us tawfiq.